let's recap Mid-Plains Committed to College Board of Governors meeting, their November meeting in Broken Bow yesterday. Mid-Plains Committed to College President Ryan Purdy. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm great, Rich. How are you?
Doing good. I do believe Daniel right there as well.
I am.
Daniel does a great job of all the information and communications there at with the Mid-Plains Committed to College campuses, North Platte and McCook as well. Meeting in Broken Bow last night, wasn't it?
It was. So, yep, our community campus meetings, that we'd had them in June, but because of schedules recently, we've moved our June meetings, actually canceled them, and moved the community campus meetings to November. So this year it was time for Broken Bow.
Let's get right to the agenda. Last night, you had, of course, some open forum details on some activities at both campuses, didn't you?
Yeah, so Cassidy was able to join us via Zoom. She had a softball practice, so she was not able to be there at the beginning in person with a two-hour drive. So we let her connect to give her update through Zoom, and then Josiah Reed is the North Platte trustee as well, student trustee. Again, both of those are student senate presidents, and so we appreciate their leadership on campus, and then also just kind of giving the board, you know, the student perspective. And so obviously updated the board on student clubs and athletic activities coming up, and then, you know, just listening to them throughout the board meeting. You know, Josiah has talked about some of the upcoming action items we have going on and how he's benefited from some of those previous improvements. And Cassidy, as we got into some of the retention enrollment reports, had made comments to Daniel and Kelly about how there's some options to improve some of the marketing of the campuses as well through a student size. So great to have their inputs and let the board hear the students' perspective on some of the decisions that they make.
Also had a chance to get a little meet and greet with some of the Broken Bow the people up there as well.
We did. So yep, Casey Johnson. She's our administrator there in Broken Bow. So she did introduce herself again. It's been, you know, 4 years since they've been up there. She's been to some meetings, but you know that is kind of her building, and so she did introduce herself back to the board. And then also Tierney Kristen, who is our outreach administrative assistant there in Broken Bow, been with us about 6 months, and so we're excited to have her there as well. So the two of them kind of to run the ship there in Broken Bow. So good to have them on site, and the board get to interact with them a little bit.
Move on, consent items. I don't think just the minutes from the October 9th board work session regular meeting, but you did have a couple of action items to speak of.
We did. So last night, the Dana Cole & Company, they presented the audit report for the 21-22 year, and so we did get a clean audit for the college, and so financial statements, the student federal financial aid cluster, and then the enrollment report, the FTE audit, were all clean, so no findings, no questioned costs or anything there, so clean bill of health, so excited for that. And also just a shout out to our business office and facilities and all of the financial aid for making sure all the books and inventories and everything were in top shape order. So kudos to them, and it's kind of nice to have that one put to bed for another year.
A couple of changes for 23 and 24 school year, wasn't it?
We did. So, yep, we have a couple of increases in room and board and tuition and fees, and so the board did approve those last night. You'll see about a 3.5% increase in tuition and fees, a $4 increase for residents and border states, and then $5 for the non-residents, which is, again, a little bit less than 3.5%. And then also the board did approve an increase in room and board, a total of about 4%, a little bit more than 4%, like 4.1, but that equates to about a $30 per semester increase in room, so about $8 a month there, and then 6.5% increase on the board plan, and that is just tied into the contract we have with our food service provider. So when you take everything into consideration, you're probably $150 per semester increase in cost. You look across our sister colleges, we're still the most affordable option when you add tuition, fees, room, and board together. So we like where we're at. We think we're being pretty good stewards of the tax dollars and making it affordable and accessible for our students.
And again, I expect those that doesn't take effect until next year, correct?
That would be so. Yep, seniors right now, you'll know what's going to cost you to come to McCook, North Platte, and all of our campuses in the fall of 24.
Just a couple of other action items as well?
We did approve an attainment goal, and that really was just to support the Nebraska State attainment goal, educational attainment goal. The Coordinating Commission has been working with the legislature back in April on that, really acknowledging that about 70% of the jobs in Nebraska by 2030 will require some type of a higher education credential, whether that be a certificate, diploma, or degree. And so knowing that right now the Nebraska attainment current benchmark is about 50 and 60%, and so Knowing that the jobs are going to require 70%, we wanted to align as well. So the Coordinating Commission just asked that the universities, state colleges, and the community colleges acknowledge that and sign on to support it. So that really is what our role is to support the attainment goal.
That took place once again of pretty much all the action items last night, didn't it?
Probably the last one that McCook wants to know is that the board did approve $1 million towards that new ball field complex in McCook. So with the sales tax that was passed here last week, we've been working with the city and school and others on what that new project could look like. And as we go out and work with grants and seek grants, this will provide some more leverage that we're committed to this. Back in 2017, when we had our facilities master plan, we actually had approved that plan with ball fields in mind at East Campus. But as we look at those really meet the needs of college. It doesn't meet the needs of the rest of the community and the schools. And so by being able to partner with all of them to do it once and do it right, we feel this was the right move. And so the board did approve that that pledge towards that project.
You did have a couple of reports as well, too, didn't you?
We did. So Kelly Rippin, she is, our VP there in McCook and former recruiter, former dean of enrollment management. She's really done well, but she did give the board just a quick update and just looked at some of the enrollment data disaggregated. And so I'm looking at applied tech FT across the area. We had a 20% increase last fall, and it held its own pretty much this semester as well. We're down less than 0.5%, so we feel pretty good about that. The October KPI, special populations online's up, early entries up. Community campuses are down just slightly, but they're not huge numbers, so it's more or less flat. And so she went through some of those. We looked at, we asked students, so in their incoming student survey, when they're choosing colleges, our goal and vision was to be first choice for our students. And 73% of the students that surveyed it said that we were their first choice, and another 19% said we were the second choice. So almost 92% of our students coming in said that Mid Plains, McCook, North Platte, one of our campuses was their target school. So we really are appreciative of that as well. But overall, our students are good. Their enrollments, the incoming students' GPAs and ACT scores are reflecting that we're getting some very high-achieving students as well. So we couldn't be more excited for what's in store and embracing for some nice improvements to the communities, both North Platte and McCook.
All right. And a preliminary accreditation report as well?
Yep. So just give the board kind of an update on the timeline. We had the accreditation team out here a couple weeks ago, and so we have received a preliminary report and had to give them corrections of fact, errors of fact, and so we've done that. And so then once we get that, then it will be submitted to the Higher Learning Commission for their review, and then hopefully by sometime spring we'll have our reaffirmation of accreditation.
And cabinet reports as well.
Yep, and just went through kind of things that were they've been working on throughout the last month. Nothing really earth-shattering, just lots of meetings with internal and external stakeholders. This spring we'll be working, now that accreditation is kind of put to bed, going to have our community input sessions as we build that next strategic enrollment, strategic plan. So we'll be seeking out specific businesses and industry to give us some feedback based on our existing partnerships, but then there'll be times that we will be soliciting that input from the other ones that we have not been able to reach as well, and see how we can to meet the community's needs even better.
All right. Daniel, anything from you this morning?
The Cook Community College Theater Department, in partnership with the Southwest Nebraska Community Theater Association, will present Christmas Carol. Performances will be held December 7th and 8th at 7 p.m. and dual performance on December 9th and 10th at 2 and 7 p.m. Tickets are $18 for adults and $10 for students, and are available at Garrison's or at the box office an hour prior to the show. An online ticket sale is also available by visiting mpcc.edu. So don't be a Scrooge this winter and get in the holiday spirit with the Christmas Carol this holiday season.
That is going to be a great performance, the Christmas Carol. That always is, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, it really is. It's a highlight.
Yeah, that's going to be very, very, very good. Next meeting for the Board of Governors, their December meeting, right? A couple of days before Christmas on the 21st in North Platte, is that right?
That is right. So, yep, we'll be talking to you on the 22nd, just in time for the holidays.